And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. And charge the messenger, saying, When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king, and Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. And the king said unto him, Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land. And behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebediah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. And Pethaniah the son of Meshezabel of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all the matters concerning the people. Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. Affirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fasting and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. A Song of Degrees of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told us some of the matters. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. And because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters.